This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. The government has approved six major proposals with a total investment outlay of around 95,000 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, the decisions taken in today's Union Cabinet meeting cover several sectors.
करीब 95,000 करोड़ रुपीस के टोटल फैसले आज के
decisions worth around 95,000 करोड़ रुपीस have been taken in today's cabinet meeting. These decisions cover several sectors: railways, highways, railway bonus matters, and shipbuilding. Major reforms include a fellow program for our human resources and research and development activities, along with an increase in the number of seats in medical education.
Medical education में number of seats को बढ़ाना.
The minister said the cabinet has approved a comprehensive package of nearly 70,000 crore rupees to revitalize India's shipbuilding and maritime sector. The government also cleared payment of productivity-linked bonus, that is PLB, of 78 days to 10.91 lakh railway employees.
Railway ke karmchariyon ke liye bahut badi ye khushkhabri hai.
There is a big news for railway employees. A productivity linked bonus has been approved. Today in the cabinet, the Honorable Prime Minister announced that a bonus of 1,866 crore rupees for 78 days will be given to all railways employees. Around 10 lakh 90,000 employees will benefit from this.
Karmchariyon ko iska benefit milega.
The Ministry of Home Affairs has said that the central government has been actively engaged with Apex Body Leh and Kargil Democratic Alliance on the demand of Sonam Bangchuk related to Sikh schedule and statehood for Ladakh. It said that a series of meetings were held with them through the formal channel of the high-powered committee, that is HPC, as well as subcommittee and multiple informal meetings with the leaders. It added that the process of dialogue through this mechanism has yielded phenomenal results by increasing reservations for Ladakh scheduled tribes from 45% to 84%. It also provides one-third women reservations in the councils and declaring Bhoti and Purgi as official languages. The ministry said that with this process, recruitment of 1,800 posts was also commenced. The ministry said that the next meeting of the high-powered committee has been scheduled on the 6th of next month, as well as meetings are also planned on 25th and 26th of this month with the leaders from Ladakh. The ministry added that, however, certain politically motivated individuals who were not happy with the progress made under HPC have been trying to sabotage the dialogue process. In Chhattisgarh, 71 Maoists, including 21 women, surrendered before the security forces in Dantewada district today. Police said 30 of them were carrying a combined reward of 64 lakh rupees. The Maoists surrendered under the influence of the Lone Varatu or Return to Home campaign being run in the district. Officials informed that under the state government's rehabilitation policy, the surrendered Maoists will be provided an incentive of 50,000 rupees each, along with other facilities, including skill development training. Bangladesh police arrested 244 activists of deposed Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's now disbanded Awami League as they staged several flash processions in Dhaka today. Dhaka Metropolitan Police's Additional Commissioner S.N. Nazrul Islam told reporters that 14 crude bombs and 7 banners were also seized from the activists during their arrest. Mr. Islam said that the 244 people arrested from the processions at different parts of the city are leaders and activists of the banned Awami League and its affiliated organizations. In cricket, Bangladesh were 108 for 5 in 15 overs against India when reports last came in the Super 4 match of the Asia Cup in Dubai. Earlier, India set a target of 169 runs against Bangladesh with a blistering knock of 75 by Abhishek Sharma. Hardik Pandya also scored 38 runs. For Bangladesh, Rishad Hussain scalped 2 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.